The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Our trend today, the power of your makeup routine. Now, generally speaking, you know, our makeup routine has a purpose, right? It's part of getting dressed to go somewhere. But in the face of a really tough spring, where many of us were told to stay home, we started to see how powerful makeup can be in a lot of other ways. Joining me now is Kat Quinn, beauty director for Refinery29, overseeing all of their beauty content and trends. Kat, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
A lot of people are working from home right now, so we've changed our routines. What's your makeup routine like right now?
So I definitely have been going barefaced a little more than usual, just because I am staying at home. But I actually am finding myself doing my makeup on days that I work. I find that just doing a really short makeup routine, even if it's just three or four steps, kind of helps separate my work self from my weekend self, so all the days don't really blend together. And it just helps me feel good and ready to take on the workday, even if it looks a little bit different now.
Yes, these days the world definitely looks different, but us glam girls want to keep some things the same. History shows that during dark times, makeup sales actually increase. Cosmetic sales rising after the Great Depression, lipstick sales doubling after 9/11. And during the 2008 recession, when sales were down across the board, cosmetics giant L'Oreal revealed their sales were going up. So even if you're stuck in the house more these days, makeup just makes you feel good. You know, it's funny because I've always been into beauty and glam. And for a long time, I hid that because it felt like a very superficial pursuit. I thought that people were going to judge me as being superficial and vain. And so I was really a very kind of hard news reporter. That's all I did was hard news. And as I would travel the world, I would see people in the worst possible circumstances. Natural disasters destroy their home, huge economic strife, conflict, you name it. And one thing that I noticed that was consistent is that I would see women in the worst circumstances, refugee camps, tent camps after having lost their homes, and they were still maintaining a beauty routine. They were still wearing lipstick. They were still painting their nails. And it dawned on me that beauty is anything but superficial, right? It has such a profound effect on how we feel, especially when times are really dark.
I'm so glad you said that because I feel the exact same way. And that's really what got me interested in beauty in the first place. I feel like beauty is kind of the great equalizer. It's something that everyone participates in at some level. Some people, you know, wear a ton of makeup and that's their thing. Some people wear very little, or maybe they're more interested in skincare, but there's something so beautiful and so personal about the way that you interact with makeup and beauty and skincare. And I've always seen it as something that is so much bigger than surface level and something that really has the power to make you feel good and really make you connect with your sense of self. I think right now people are realizing that more than ever, especially as our routines are changing so much and there's so much uncertainty and confusion and anxiety in the world right now.
You know, I remember when I was younger, when I was a teenager especially, I didn't know how to articulate that. And people would always kind of imply, well, you're doing that for other people. You're doing it to impress boys, or you're doing it because you're insecure. There was always that, like, it was just kind of the peanut gallery. And I couldn't articulate it because I guess I didn't have the life experience and really the language for it. But now that I'm a grown-ass woman, I love being able to kind of say what I wish I could have said all those years ago, which is, this has nothing to do with you. This has everything to do with me.
So, and that's when makeup really comes alive, right? When you realize it's not for other people, it's just for yourself. That's when you can really get into self-expression and do the things that, you know, you might not have done before because of societal pressure to look a certain way. And that's when you can kind of come alive in your makeup and your skincare routine and do things that feel right just for you.
Yeah. So we've come through the research. You've written about this. I did a little bit of research in preparing for this podcast, and I've identified four ways that makeup can be a huge mental boost, which really right now is what I feel like we all need. Someone posted today, none of this shit was on my 2020 vision board. It's like, did any of us see this coming? So we all need a little bit of a boost. So the first one you kind of touched upon, which is the idea of an affordable luxury, because money is a concern for a lot of people right now. The economy ain't looking great. Hopefully it'll get better. But what I love about makeup, and I've always loved this about makeup, is that it's such a guilt-free splurge. You know, you talk about retail therapy. If I buy a new lipstick or a new mascara, or like you mentioned, like a face mask, it's costing me $3 or $4, maybe $6. And it's making me happy the whole damn day, right? So it feels like this is a way we can indulge ourselves where we're not like consuming a bunch of empty calories and crap in our bodies, but that still is making us happy.
It's so true. And I think there's been such great innovations, especially in the drugstore beauty, that allows us to consume really gorgeous, beautiful products, like you said, that are $3, $4, $5. And I mean, you can't even put a price for how great you feel when you walk into a meeting with that new lipstick and you feel incredible. Or in our case now, you know, you go through your day and you have something that makes it feel a little bit more special. But so maybe you can't splurge on a bag or that new gadget or in many of our cases, that trip, that vacation that we had planned, but you can afford a lipstick or a face mask or an eyeshadow palette that just makes you feel good and makes feels like you have something special to kind of look forward to and unpack and treasure and use. So, and I think especially right now with so many other restrictions placed in order to stop the spread of COVID-19, you're seeing hair salons close, nail salons close, spas and massages and all these things that we might have turned to before. We don't have access to anymore. So I think you're seeing a lot more people turn to beauty products and figuring out how they can recreate some of that feeling in their own home.
Yeah, it just brings, it's like a little ray of sunshine. To number two, and this is actually a personal motto of mine. So self-care, right? And the motto that I live by, and I really do live by this, the worse I feel, the better I should look. The reason being, when I take the time to get all done up, it makes me feel better. So those days where I wake up and I feel like shit, I don't want to get out of the bed, something is upsetting me, something emotional is bothering me, or maybe I haven't been taking care of myself, I've been drinking too much, I've been eating like crap, whatever the reason, those days where I want to stay in bed and pull the covers over my head are those days where I'm doing full hair, full makeup, I'm wearing the brightest color I own in my closet. That is, I have few rules in life, but that is one of them. Because invariably, by the time I'm done getting dressed, I might not feel all the way right, but I feel a lot better. So for me, this is a very practical way of self-care. It lifts me up, and I don't know why it works, but it does.
I am so with you. I'm the exact same way. So I've actually been doing something kind of fun, and it seems kind of silly and trivial, but once a week I've been hosting a Zoom formal dinner party with my friends.
That is so
and
cute.
We do
I
it on
it.
Saturdays. Yeah, we do it on Saturdays and we get all dressed up. We wear a dress that we love or a suit. I had some friends wear bow ties. And I spend an hour doing my full hair and makeup as if I was going to like the fanciest cocktail party. And I do the full smoky eye and I get my hair done up and I do a full updo and I practice all, and, you know, I get my curling iron out. And I can't tell you how good I feel when I do that. It makes me feel so happy and just confident and kind of reminds me of what my routine was before. And there's just something really, really comforting and reassuring in that. And I think people take the self-care element of beauty for granted a lot. And it can make such, like you said, huge impact on the way that you go about your day. And then even just, you know, on a day-to-day perspective, when I'm not doing my formal Zoom dinner party, which is a little extra, just even having a couple steps to do it in my day-to-day routine. And we were talking to some psychiatrists for this story about how now, not only is it self-care, but you can really use that time in front of the mirror to connect with yourself in a way that can be incredibly reassuring. So maybe as you're going through your skincare routine or you're putting on your lipstick, making eye contact with yourself in the mirror and repeating mantras like, I'm okay, I'm calm, I'm here, I'm relaxed. That's actually a tactic that psychiatrists and psychologists use with their patients to help bring reassurance during times of stress and anxiety. So it feels a little weird at first, but really making eye contact with yourself and being kind to yourself and having that connection can make such a huge difference in the way that you feel that day.
I love the idea of like a self eye gazing exercise where you just take a minute to look at yourself and to see what you see, you know, what's reflecting back at you. So I think that's a really powerful step.
It's also helped me a ton. I used to struggle with acne, really, really bad adult acne. And this was a tactic that I put into practice then. My facialist at the time had actually suggested I start doing this instead of just looking in the mirror and the first thing I would see was a zit or some imperfection in my eyes. I would force myself to make eye contact with myself first and look in the mirror and say, you're beautiful, you're worthy, and this thing that you're focusing on is one small part of who you are. And just even doing that made such a huge difference in the stress and the anxiety I was feeling around my acne. And then my acne actually cleared up after that. Wow. So I've been practicing this a long time and it really does help.
Isn't it amazing how the one thing that bothers us, that's all we can see. Like when I look at mm-hmm. myself undressed, all I can see is like my mommy tummy, like that wrinkled skin and like the stretch marks. And when I take a step back and I'm like, you know, your body is a lot bigger than that small patch of skin. But it's like, it's all I can see when I'm naked.
I know. It's so true.
Okay, number three, creative expression. So this was a really important realization for me because, like I said, I've always been into makeup and I can spend hours playing with my face. And at some point as an adult, I was looking for stress relief measures and I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll take up watercolor painting or, you know, a lot of people are doing these like adult coloring books. And then it dawned on me like, girl, you know, you already have your stress relief painting technique. It's called painting your face. And I realized like, duh, whatever people are finding in their watercolor paintings and their adult coloring books or whatever creative expression and outlet people use, I already have it. And it's playing with my face and it's testing a million different eyeshadows, you know, my hand so that it looks like an eyeshadow palette. Like that is my happy creative place. And there's a lot of value in creative outlets.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you said that because I am personally just not a puzzle person. Right. And everyone's doing puzzles right now. Kill me now. I cannot do a puzzle. I will go crazy. But I feel the same way about makeup. There's so many YouTube tutorials and there's so many resources now to turn on and learn something new. And that was actually another aspect of my research that really surprised me. I just saw it as a form of self-expression and creativity and kind of a fun, mindless thing to do. But we actually had psychiatrists tell us that the concentration and tactile nature of creating a look from start to finish can actually create such a sense of calm and intention and purpose. Like you really did something, you set your intention to do it, you completed it, and you saw the beauty of what resulted after that.
Wow.
I find that if I wake up and I go to the bathroom, I do my makeup routine, then I can sit down and start work. And then at 6:30, I do a Instagram workout with the salt drop and I have that hour and that's my Instagram workout of the day. And then that kind of separates my work day from my evening, which keeps me from just working all day long, which is not good for your psyche at all. So I find that in addition to filling some of that extra time, it helps kind of punctuate the day so it feels a little bit more purposeful.
Well, you bring us perfectly to the last point, which is productivity. So, you know, yeah, we can all sit around with our bedhead and in our pajamas all day while we're working from home. But I have found that those days are far less productive than when I put just a little bit of effort into how I'm going to look for the day, even if it's putting on like clean yoga pants and brushing my hair into a neat top knot and doing like a little bit of a face, right? I feel like there's a payoff in productivity because then I am in work mode.
I totally agree. I feel like for me, it's that simple mental cue that helps kind of separate my work self from my weekend self. And yeah, like you said, I'm not putting a ton of effort into this look. I'm definitely not doing a smoky eye or a cat eye in the morning. I am only able to exert so much effort into this, but just that small amount of effort, the little extra step of hairspray or a little bit of mascara just to kind of separate the day really makes a difference. And we have had experts say that that's something they recommend to patients too, who are having trouble kind of separating the workday, especially now, just to put on some lipstick and present a little bit differently in a way that makes it feel special. And we also pulled up a study. There was a 2017 Harvard study that showed that wearing makeup actually improved test taking, which was really interesting. It was of the three drivers, wearing makeup helped improve the most, and they think it was tied to a sense of self-confidence. And I don't think, you know, I don't want to say that wearing makeup is the key to being successful. There are plenty of women who have achieved enormous success who don't wear makeup and choose not to, and more power to them. But I think if it's something that improves your self-confidence and your self-assurance, that in turn is going to increase your productivity. And for me, it's just, it kind of makes me feel more on, which is great.
Well, you have to know yourself. Like you said, women have conquered the world without, you know, so much as a swipe of lipstick. And that's amazing. But for me, like, I have to feel like a bad bitch to act like a bad bitch. And I got to put on the armor. I got to put on the costume to walk that walk. So that makes perfect sense to me. It's like you're living your Wonder Woman pose, you know?
Oh, 100%. And it's so powerful. I mean, I have one red lipstick that I wear to every interview. And that is like my interview lipstick. And every time I wear it, I feel incredible.
Yeah, I love that. What's the lipstick? Can you tell us the brand and the color?
Oh, it's just MAC Ruby Woo.
Oh, Ruby Woo is the classic. Yes. You can't go wrong. It looks good on everybody. It's like Orgasm, the lip gloss and the blush, the blush. NARS Orgasm.
I know.
It looks good on everybody.
It really does.
We should do an episode. I would love to have you back for this on like the looks good on everybody's, like the things
that would work
for everybody. All right, we'll make that happen. Kat, thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, I'm Kat Quinn, CatQuinn on Instagram and Twitter.
Kat, thank you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.